is that when dealing with government contract law, it has absolutely nothing to do with commercial law. The sites are totally different, primarily revolving around the FAR, the Federal Acquisition Regulations, and the DFARS, Defense Federal Acquisition Regulation Supplement. But it is it's just a totally different animal than the commercial law that you might be used to dealing with, and that's one of the reasons that I put the citation packet in there for you. I'm going to discuss four primary areas of the law relating to federal procurement. New rules regarding selling products to the government that revolve around the non-traditional defense contractor. The reason I'm doing that primarily is I'm guessing that most of you have an occasional client who comes in that's not a pure defense contractor, that has it might be their first time that they're involved in a contract that involves the United States government. And their question is, how do I turn this monster into a commercial procurement so that the negotiations and the compliance process are more commercial than they are government contract, FAR and DFARS related? I'm going to show you how to do that. And I haven't switched the slides on purpose, so we're okay. Secondly, I'm going to talk to you about FAR Part 12.212 and DFARS 227.7202, which allows you to use your standard commercial license agreement as the basis for the bargain to protect your IP. You may be saying, well, but man, that cuts out a whole host of government contract compliance requirements if we can just merely attach our SLA or whatever document you're using as your standard license agreement and cut out all this other government contract baloney. Well, I'm going to show you how to do that.